Representatives from the Natural Resources Conservation Board, NRCB, appeared at High Rivers Council meeting on September 26 to discuss odor from Rimrock feeders. Kevin Seward, compliance manager with the NRCB, said they have been investigating odors coming from the feedlot and have visited Rimrock feeders and the town of High River on multiple days and at different times of day. The NRCB regulates feedlot operations in Alberta. He said they think they know the cause of the odors that have been described as intolerable and much worse than in past years. I think we're getting a buildup of solids in there, and that's creating that pungent odor, Seward said. The catch basins contain runoff from the cattle pens and hold it until it can be applied to the land. We're working with Rimrock to get those catch basins pumped out, cleaned out, and we think that's going to help address that pungent odor that comes in the evening. He said the basins will be cleaned out over the next few weeks and that Rimrock will use cutting-edge technology to direct inject the material from the catch basins into the ground. Whether that solves the problem won't be known until hot weather returns next summer, he said. If that does not work, Seward said, the NRCB will continue to investigate. High River Council. Jenny Jones asked if people should expect excessive odors as the catch basins are cleaned. Seward said there would be odors during the clean-out process. We're not trucking it, we're not spraying it. It goes directly into the soil, Seward said. We have found that that system greatly reduces the odor. Seward said the size of the feedlot hasn't changed, the capacity hasn't changed, and they are not looking at shutting it down. We're looking to find solutions, he said. We're not out there to shut businesses down. Rimrock Feeders is located about 6 kilometers west of High River, in Foothills County.